Blog Talk Radio.
All laptops to make sure they hear us.
Hey, he's the bathroom.
Oh God, he's not blocking it anymore. Yikes.
It looks like if Jenny McCarthy like had a really bad allergic reaction to something.
I get what you're going for, but that's way too kind to her appearance. She's not even like, even if you undid the horrible lips and all that, she's no Jenny McCarthy.
I feel like it's impossible to know what she would look like if you undid the lips and the plastic, because she's so like, that's all I see. I assume like, that there's like a normal person underneath.
It's like if the Crypt Keeper got stung by a bee. That's what I see. You're right over there.
Oh, whoops. I forgot that my mic's unmuted.
How high? What, did you fart? What happened?
No, I just put my headphones on. I have a headache.
You're high as fuck. Holy shit. I keep, like, when she goes away, she's still there. It's the weirdest
thing. Yeah.
Just like Rob and...
Oh, I did it again. Sorry. It's not fart.
What is it?
I don't know. It's just breathing.
I permit you to breathe. It's okay. Feel free.
Thank you. I went to Peter Pan's yesterday.
Ooh.
What's that?
Donut shop.
Yeah, because they say explain to the South Brooklyn person what that is.
Donuts.
In Greenpoint.
Oh.
I'll call Block Talk to see if they can hear us.
Is it Peter Pan themed? Like, do you go in there and there's a guy with a hook serving it to you? Oh, you want a bagel? 6 bagels? Okay, he puts them all on the hook. Like,
that's hilarious. I have to kiss a thimble before I can eat it. Or whatever the hell those kids did.
The egg bagels are made from crocodile eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I predict a sharp decrease in patrons after this week.
Why?
Because we're forcing them to look at that for 90 minutes.
Well, they could still just listen to the audio version.
Yeah, so why pay?
Bonus episodes that don't have Rebecca Moore in the background?
That's true. They won't know that, though. They might think that's going to be on every episode.
They'll just pay $2.50 less.
What if we...
To get Rob out.
What if we charge a premium? So, like, if you pay $5 more, you get the episode, but with Rob's corner blacked out of it.
They might do that regardless of the background.
Oh, I have. Rob, we were discussing ways to monetize you having a Rebecca Moore background. Like, we could charge people if they want that blocked out. You're just your corner. We could, on another tier, they could just have the three of us.
I was just thinking, that could be a tier two, that like somebody picks a background for us to.
Yeah. I'm in, except I can't do it, but in 3 weeks I'll be able to do it because my new computer's coming.
Oh, okay. I didn't press buy just yet because it's going to be almost like $2,500 and I'm going to buy a new computer too. I'm so excited.
Nice.
What are you waiting for?
It's just a big purchase. I get very anxious.
You should get... Oh, you're getting a Mac, though, right?
Yeah, but, like, taxes are $216 extra.
Yeah, well, the same as mine.
What the fuck?
Mine was $2,800 with the tax. But I got a Dell credit card, so, like, it's zero interest and it's, like, $100 a month.
Nice.
I mean, And then when it gets to the end of the zero financing, I just pay whatever's left in a lump sum. So, that's what I did last time, but it wasn't $3,000. But this one, I went way far ahead. Like, this computer's still going to be good in, like, 4 years. It's gonna be
That's what I want. It's like, I might as well just buy the best so I can maybe start working with video.
I showed Rob the specs, and he, like, came on himself.
It was good. It was nice.
Oh, I love that you helped both me and Darren.
Actually, Rob didn't help me on this. I did this one myself, but I just showed him afterward.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the help when you do help me, Rob. It's very
I feel like if, yeah, I mean, like, I looked it up and stuff myself, but, like, if I don't have Rob's blessing on it, I don't feel secure to buy a computer.
I don't know. It's been 3 years since I bought my computer, but I got Rob's help when I did.
Oh, I think I'm so honored.
I didn't ask because I feel like I'm, like, bothering him whenever I do tech support stuff. Because, you know,
I do feel like I make him feel like I feel when my parents ask me for tech support.
I don't mind. So wait, did somebody call Block Talk? Oh,
yeah, I did.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I try to Google everything first before approaching
Rob. Welcome you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Saudi Arabia just bought $500 million in shares of Live Nation.
That's an old brand.
Saudi Arabia doesn't exist anymore.
Mm.
They didn't do any lockdown, right? I think.
I'm not sure. I think.
Play guitar. This is wonderful.
It hasn't been nearly as bad in Africa as elsewhere. So, for the Middle East, other than Iran. Iran, it's been bad, but I don't know about any other.
Because they're right next to China, they got it first. Yeah. But they're on a lockdown all the time anyway.
Yeah.
But the problem is they're just not getting any supplies because of all the sanctions.
Yep.
So that's how they're fucked.
Well, we do give them like $3 billion a year in aid. Why not just use some of that? Except it has to go to the prince's yacht or whatever. Damn, all I'm eating.
Did you make the correct blend, Rob?
Yep.
Because the one that you just played was not it. You know.
I'm aware.
We just had a whole conversation about
it. Well, Rob didn't respond, so I don't know if he was listening.
He's concentrating.
I'm listening.
Okay.
How dare you?
Aaron, what are you chewing?
Is everybody ready to go, by the way? Because I'm just posting on Facebook, and then I'm ready to go.
Yep.
It's the last remnants of my tuna fish.
I might have to move during the show, but it probably won't show.
Oh, did you find a new place?
Just to switch rooms.
Noah starts carrying boxes out there.
You know what? Maybe I'll close the window. Can you guys hear background noise, like a woman talking?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Can you see the reflection of my television?
A little bit, but it's not distracting or anything.
I took all the stuff off my dresser, so I went to the and put it on my bed.
I don't really see it.
I feel like now I see it in the bed.
You can't make it out.
Okay. Well, it's nothing embarrassing anyway. It's just like cologne and stuff. I just don't want to be tacky.
Well, what kind of cologne is it?
It's Mont Blanc.
Oh.
Which is getting rave reviews. Or what?
As long as it's not Drakkar Noir, I think you're all right.
Why? What's that? What's the joke?
That's like the corny 90s, like, bro cologne. So you didn't want it to seem tacky. So I said, as long as it's not that one, you're good.
Mont Blanc is great. I used to wear Cool Water, which is like
Me
a little
too.
Bit. Yeah, that's a little bit of a cliche, but it smells good. So
I always got very good reviews on the Cool
this is
Water.
Such good stuff for the show. Save it.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
We can do it. I'll
we have.
All right.
We ready?
Here we go. I'm ready. All right, so I will just start the live stream.
Okay, so let's mute our mics.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington.
welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. This week, Ivan Moody started a YouTube series where he learns to play guitar. This is wonderful. I can't wait for the follow-up series where he learns to sing, how to write lyrics, and how to name bands. Like and subscribe. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. Gave you a little dance there to kick things off. Thank you for tuning in. We are live every Tuesday. Tuesdays, 6:30 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can be a part of the show by dialing in 213-WIDENUT. That's 213-943-3688. And want to be an even bigger part of the show, you can always join our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. That is the website, and on that website, for $5 a month, you get access to all of our recent video quarantine episodes, as well as all of our boneless monthly episodes. That's right, every month we do a boneless.
Yeah, you keep saying boneless.
You're just thinking of boneless ribs.
There aren't any bones included.
We do a boneless bonus episode, which is only available for the Patreon, and some of them are movie reviews, some of them are interviews. Our most recent one was a really fun music draft where we each pick our all-star supergroup type band. We all go around as you would in a sports draft. And it was a very fun episode, so we hope you tune in. Patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And for $10 a month, at the end of the episode, we'll give you a shout-out, and we'll be doing those later on. And, of course, you can be a part of the show right now, 213-WIDENUT. That's the number. That's 213-943-3688. We already have a caller. It's a New York number.
Hold on. You got to introduce the rest of us, Rob.
All right.
Come on over here.
Okay, it's Rob here with Sid.
Where's your shimmy, Sid?
What? Who?
Where's your shimmy, Sid?
That's for the end of the show.
And that's Noah asking for a shimmy, and then we got Darren. And we had a Brooklyn number, but then they dropped. They're over it.
You know who it was? It was Jerusalem Pizza calling for the rights of the photo I'm in front of.
I'm not sure they've caught on yet. We may expect a cease and desist order.
They have like one of those FBI alerts like Dave Mustaine has.
I want to say there was one bonus episode that was not boneless, and that was when we went to Tad Steaks. There was a lot of bones in that one.
Yeah. Oh, there was plenty of bones in that one. Rest in peace, Tad Steaks.
Yeah.
They also recorded an extra bonus episode recently, which was so fun. Mm-hmm. Darren, you want to tell the listeners
about it? We posted one earlier this week. Go ahead,
Charlie. I wasn't sure if it actually went up because I didn't check. But yeah, we did a four-person movie review. We reviewed the great 1997 sci-fi horror film Cube. If you haven't seen Cube, it's free to watch. It's on Tubi with limited ads. Great movie.
Link on the Patreon.
And the link is on the Patreon, and then you get to hear us talk about it for about an hour. And it was a lot to say. I feel like we didn't even cover everything about it. But it's really, really good. And there's some other stuff like talking about farting in elevators and other interesting things that came up, as it always does with us because our minds wander. A great episode. Check it out. Movie Cube.
On Tubi Schwatz.
Wait, what? Schwatz? What?
Tubi Schwatz.
What is that?
That's what I call it. It's a Jewish holiday, Tubi Schwatz.
What do you do on that one?
I suffer.
Do you have to ask?
Just like all the others, essentially.
Hmm. Yeah. Is there like a snack treat associated with it? Do we eat like figs or something?
Probably.
Well, Rob, is that why you have a tumor growing out of your right shoulder right now? Because of Tubi Shvat, you're punishing all of us?
What tumor? I just see a lovely lady in my background.
Is she behind that horrible, disfigured person, sad old woman? I think maybe you put the picture up for her.
Oh no, Rob, she's eating your hand.
You've made it even worse somehow. You've intensified the horror.
She's a Rob destroyer.
Our
non-patrons, I have Rebecca Moore. The lovely Rebecca Moore is my background this lovely episode. And
Wait, there's a lovely Rebecca Moore too? I think you put the wrong JPEG up.
Hey now.
I'm sure there is. They're both common names. There probably is a lovely Rebecca Moore somewhere.
Feel bad for her.
In my background.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone tries to imagine your name is Rebecca Moore. You're just a librarian or something, and like someone Googles you like a prospective date that you met on a date.
You keep getting DMs from Rob. It's like, leave me alone. I'm not sending you any pictures.
He keeps trying to cash app you. Like, what? I don't sell feed pics.
I never, ever DM'd Rebecca Moore.
No, not the librarian. We know that. That was just a joke.
I emmed her on a Cameo for that one video.
For that one video only, right.
Only one.
That's for the now. Only one you got from her.
Yeah, we might do another one if we have like some sort of wonderful turn of phrase we want her to repeat to, you know,
there's so many
further flirt with Darren.
Rob, John Cleese is on. Fan me over. I'm going to go find him. There's so many celebrities that aren't hideous to look at.
Well, we talked about John Cleese and Famia last week, and another thing we talked about was the first ever socially distanced concert. And I wanted to follow up on it because it actually did happen.
It did?
Yes. What happened is at first, the state would not allow it because it was scheduled to happen 2 days before they were going to lift their ordinance for social gatherings for some reason. Like, I don't know why they couldn't wait 2 days. Well,
they had ants in their pants.
Well, they ended up having to wait 2 days. It was supposed to happen last Friday. It got pushed back to last night. So this is hot news, hot news.
And this is Missouri? What state is it?
This was in Arkansas.
Oh, sorry.
In Arkansas. Let me cue up the story, because there's plenty to talk about. And you guys see my screen now? And
yep.
So here's the thing. There's a news report.
It looks like a third. Go back to the picture for a second. It looks like a third grade play or something.
It does.
It really does.
Jesus.
And so, let's see. So, 229 attendees. The venue could fit 1,000. Or I believe it was 1,100 even. So here's the news report. And I'm going to fast forward because, you know, they give you the lead up that we already know. Oh, but then there's this one line that's so corny in this.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, I just see her lips moving.
Oh, let me. I need to reconnect.
Okay.
One.
Well, I'll just approximate. We're just saying live music return to Arkansas today.
That's basically what she said.
8 people gathered to watch a band do a nativity scene from the Bible.
All right, here we go.
Nailed it. Time out.
No.
And Rock On. Sorry,
you took issue with Rock On. I don't know. I'm taking issue with Lined Up. There's like 3 people there. Does that qualify as a line, technically?
Well, there's some photos that'll help prove a point. But
can we describe what this gentleman looks like?
Yeah. Can we not?
He looks like if the Black Crowes had a communal shower that they all used on tour. And then at the end of the tour, you cleaned out the drain of all like the body hair and pubic hair, and that became a person. And you put a hat on it. That's this guy.
He looks like a deflated John Popper.
Oh my God, that's a good one too. That's good.
It looks like John Popper is deflated.
John Popper is a deflated John Popper now.
I haven't really. I forget what band he's in, but I haven't kept up.
Traveler.
He looks if he played Pin the Pubic Hair on John Rocker.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's hear it. So there's this one line at the very beginning of this.
Rolling. That was rocking, and there was definitely rolling. Channel 9 News. I'm Rebecca Moore. go ahead. No, I was going to say they did a tribute song to Dime Bag Darrell Shooter, just like Nickelback.
Oh, no.
He was 6 feet tall, gleaming in the sun. The army taught him a little too well.
A song about Nathan Gale. Oh, no. How can you say it's nice to feel normal when you're at a fucking concert sitting 10 feet away from the next people with Matt? It's not normal at all. There's nothing. I guess
right.
It's nice
here's
to not
the thing.
Be in your home.
There, you said there's 229 people out of 1,000-person capacity. Uh-huh. That's what it would have been even if there weren't any social restrictions.
That's
so
true.
This is normal for this show.
That this guy is happier than anyone else about coronavirus.
Yeah.
He gets to blame his small crowds on coronavirus.
Yeah.
He actually called the news station to come and report on it.
Yeah. Hey, I got an anonymous tip. They're doing a show down at the amphitheater. Come on down. Bring cameras.
This guy's such a dipshit. Get ready for this.
I love that this place is called the Temple. I'm sorry.
Oh, Sid, I'm sorry.
Every time I hear
it's actually called Temple Live. It's not called the Temple.
Come on. Close enough. Listen.
Keeping the name alive. I'm okay.
They have a Russian Iranian guy walking around selling water. So that's all you need to know.
It's actually called Temple 2.
Oh.
It's like Jerusalem 2.
Yeah. I'm only going to be making Jerusalem pizza jokes tonight.
That's fine.
It works.
What? What does that even fucking mean?
This is gonna be about this is about getting out, having a good time, going to a great show, but all we could get is this guy. So this is the show we got, unfortunately. But we're gonna all pretend. We're gonna pretend there ain't no virus, and we're gonna pretend there's a good rock show going on. Hey, can I say something? So, like, the supermarkets are doing that. I don't know if it's just mine or everyone's, but they have arrows on the aisle now. So you can only go in.
Yeah.
Hmm. Nobody fucking does it. Like, I didn't see one person.
In the one I go to, they follow it.
You live in a very bougie neighborhood. That's why.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, here in America, we don't subscribe to arrows.
All the like Karens, we go, oh my God, there's an arrow on
the
ground.
Well, but also it's just the way the market is laid out, it's very easy to just go with the flow of it.
I see. Yeah, that may be it, because in mine, it's not. It's a big pain in the ass. Mr. Everything is...
Are you doing testing? Are you doing rapid testing on site?
No. And also, the guy giving the rundown of how great everything works is not wearing a mask of any kind and standing a foot away from somebody.
Or gloves. Yeah, he's not practicing any of the...
They might have the mic on one of those extendo sticks. I don't know.
That's true.
I've seen, like, news channels doing that. It looks
that,
ridiculous, but they're doing it.
Did they get those sticks from the infomercial where they had where you can wipe your partner's ass with a stick from far away?
What?
They become...
It's the same product.
And you can take their temperature that way, too.
You never saw that? The people get, like, incapacitated or they're too old and you have to take care of them, but you don't want to get up in their asshole. So you got a stick that you can do it from across the room.
I only see commercials for the Wonder Bible anymore. That's the only commercial
I get. That like the speak and spell that just says Bible verse?
Yes. It's incredible.
Fantastic.
Have we talked about that on the show before?
No.
If not, we should play that ad after we talk about it.
Well, let's play
it.
So I just want to take a look at a few more photos from this first concert.
Okay.
And
really rocking, man.
What's that?
Why are you going on other websites for the photos?
Oh, because they paid for the licensing for these photos. We didn't.
Oh, so you can't wait. Okay. That's lame.
That's lamb goat.
Well, it's Loudwire.
He said, that's lame. I said, that's lamb.
Well, here's parts of it were partitioned off.
Thank you.
And so here's the other side. Like we saw the pit,
Does that woman have her boobs out?
Oh my god!
What is going on there?
It's like a cutout on her shirt, I think.
It looks like it's cut out of her tits.
To the right.
Oh, this one?
It's a design of her shirt. It's like fireball.
No.
Zoom out again.
A bad country rock show in Arkansas, like somebody would take their shirt off.
Imagine she's lactating and the fluid gets everywhere. Spreads COVID-19 through her tit milk.
Does it spread through breast milk?
Yes.
I don't know. Oh. I mean, I assume it's in every fluid, right? The fish and shit and piss and everything.
So now this is the pit. Completely empty. Like, not completely empty, but like there's what?
Rob,
why? What?
Isn't this like your dream concert situation, though? Like, I feel like as I get older, it is mine.
I'm not... Yeah. Like, I was thinking about it. It's like, as a concert bar...
I can actually
see
the guitar players and, like, what they do. Nobody's standing in front of me.
Yeah, you get a seat. It's not that bad.
You don't have anybody fucking coughing on you?
So now, when you walk in, you get your temperature taken, which I guess is quite literally the least you can do. And then these are their little... Yeah, it's something. And then these are the bathrooms.
No.
Which is so funny. This is what a men's bathroom looks like,
but like,
Noah.
There's all these urinals, so let's explain. And half of them have, like, caution tape blocking the urinal. But you could still totally pee in those urinals that are blocked off if you wanted to.
Right.
You know, like,
so there's 10 urinals.
The actual urinal part is still completely exposed.
Right. There's 10 urinals on this wall, and only 1, 2, 3 of them are available for use, by which there's caution tape made in the shape of like an asterisk, essentially.
Yeah.
But as Sid is saying, you can absolutely still pee in those blocked off urinals.
I guarantee
somebody went right to the off one and did it immediately. There's also another issue here. So it's from the left, number 1, 4, and 7 out of 10 are the ones that are open, which is not the maximum spacing that you could get if you did 1.
Well,
five
also,
or
you
want to
avoid being by the sink. That's the thing.
Is that what it is? Okay. So use the other sink then. They should have roped off the cleaner, the closer sink, and then they could have had the other toilets open. This is not good planning.
Okay. So here's their little warning. This is their safety measures. Do not enter if you have a fever of 100.4 Fahrenheit or greater.
That's very specific. Why 100.4?
If it's 100.2, you're all right. If you have a cough, difficulty breathing, sore throat, or loss of taste or smell. What if I just smoked a giant blunt?
They don't want you there either. These are very conservative people.
Fair. This is Arkansas. You're right. Had contact with a person known to be infected with COVID-19 in the last 2 weeks.
Who is 65 and over that's going to this thing?
The only couple we saw speaking were clearly over 65.
It did look like it, right? To be fair, hold on. It doesn't say you can't enter. They discourage you from entering. Discourage it.
Well, they're discouraging everyone from entering by hosting a concert by Lester McCready. That's the biggest repellent to people coming in.
Travis. Respect there. His name is Travis.
Sorry.
So if you're 65 or... If you're 65 or older, if you have a chronic health condition like diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, and others, or if you have a compromised immune system. All right, well, there we have it.
All right, so you want to go see Trevor McCready?
Trevor.
You're whatever. Who the fuck
you
is
you? Just refuse. I want you to say a different name every time.
If you want to go see Rebecca McCready, go ahead. They're giving out free wax lips at the entrance. So you cover your mouth and you look like the horrible person performing.
Rebecca Moore definitely should be selling face masks with her mouth on them. Rob would buy that 100%.
I'm sure she already does. I can't imagine.
I haven't looked at her Instagram or Twitter or anything because I don't follow her, but like, there's no way she was getting those lips injected during quarantine, so they're probably much smaller.
Oh, does that stuff seep out? What about
Vince Neil? Didn't we just say that he was getting doctors coming to his house?
Yeah.
Yeah, like why couldn't she get those
those lip injections, like, at her house. Like, invite him over.
By the way, that's the sister site that Rebecca runs, is Lip Injection. I don't know if they, I don't know if they got your permission or not.
I prefer Lip Ghost.
Rob's the webmaster. What are you talking about?
I was going to say, you might send the CD over, but okay.
No,
I don't know. Oh, no.
I don't know. Oh,
no. Look, you see they're way smaller.
I don't know. I don't know if you want to, it's a big selling point to sell anything that looks like it touched her face.
I mean, there's no use for everything.
Well, that one might be old.
I'll log off of the stream shortly if you don't.
It's all right, Darren. Just close your eyes. You don't
need to. Help Ron Jeremy save his what? What are you looking at? Help Ron Jeremy.
We're going to talk about that, too.
Oh, I didn't know about this story. Well, I didn't get a forecast for this week's show. I'd rather look at Ron Jeremy's withering corpse than Rebecca Moore's face.
He actually looks the same. He always looks the same.
I met him in person.
You did?
Shockingly short, yes.
He was at your poker club.
Actually, he did an in-store autograph signing where I used to work.
Did he put the pen into his pee hole and sign with his dick?
Only by request. It wasn't his normal method of signing, no. I'm not sure he had that much good dick control at that point either. He was already starting to get a little bit old. But he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Horrible. Very, very friendly. So chatted with each and every person that came up to him and stuff. So.
I met him when I worked on Playboy Radio for a split second, and he came in with what's that guy's name that owns the Bunny Ranch?
I don't remember his name, but
yeah.
I remember him. Is he still alive, or did he die?
I think he's still alive.
Oh. What's his name?
I think it's Trevor McCready.
Dennis Hoff. Oh, died at 72.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
That guy's not going to live a long
2018.
Life.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's his name? Sorry. What
Dennis
is it?
Hoff.
Okay, now that you said it, I remember.
Kind of looks like Dana White. They're all the same, I guess.
Yeah.
White people.
Whoa. Nevada brothel owner Dennis Hoff died naturally of a heart attack and had THC and a Viagra-like medication in his system at the time of passing.
That's how Rob wants to go.
Yeah.
With a hard on and a blunt.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I remember that guy was just such a perv. He was on like Howard Stern, I believe.
What a thing to say about a guy who owned a brothel.
Yeah, what a totally unbeknownst to me, what a perv he was.
You would think he wouldn't be.
Really threw me for a loop.
Anyway, so I guess I don't have to share the screen, but we have Rod Jeremy wants to save the tree planted in his childhood home. By his childhood home.
Wait a minute.
Oh, go ahead.
That's what To Be Shvat is all about. It's about like celebrating the ecological health of the world.
Hey, Ron Jeremy is a member of the Chosen Tribe, so
yeah.
He may be celebrating To Be Shvat with his big tube steak. His To Be Shvat. This is a very Jewy show. I have to say, it always is somewhat, but this is. We've turned the knob up to 11. And speaking of knobs, Ron Jeremy, Rob, go ahead.
So, I think I'm going to get a tattoo of To Be Shvat. I just want to.
That's our next T-shirt. I just want you to know. You couldn't get more of an inside reference to put on a T-shirt than To Be Shvat.
Rob.
Yeah,
all right. It's a big close-up of a cartoon version of Ron Jeremy's dick with a yarmulke on it. And it's davening.
He probably already sells that on his website.
Hey, yeah, what are you infringing on my To Be Shvat idea? Implied copyright.
Okay, we're hop back
ahead.
To the article.
Sorry.
So apparently the New York Parks Department said that this tree that his dad planted was a danger to power lines. Oh. And it was planted the day Ron Jeremy was born by his father in Bayside, Queens. And he wants to save it. And it's just like, hell yeah, man. This guy's an American treasure. Right?
Does he still live there?
No. He lives in LA.
Then what fucking right does he have to say anything about what goes on that block? Get the fuck
exactly.
out of here, Ron Jeremy. What are you doing?
Do you think that tree had a hand in him and his development, which is why he now wants to spread his seed around everywhere for 70 years?
Yes. That might be like, maybe like if they cut down the tree, like he goes back to having like a small dick. Maybe it's like some kind of like mythic connection.
It's a magical tree that granted him a gigantic penis?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh my, that's a great Twilight Zone episode. Like he has to fly across the country and like Mr. Smith goes to Washington fighting Con Edison in the court.
And everybody
he doesn't want his penis
like
to shrink.
But it's really just to keep his dick big.
And the twist ending is that the tree actually gets cut down. He loses and you cut to his underwear and his penis starts growing. It was backwards.
Oh no,
oh, no, now I have a 15-foot dick. And it's even worse.
Wow. I'd watch that. That's going to be on the CBS All Access.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is. It's around the Jordan Peele Twilight Zone.
Oh.
An episode is called To Be Schmucked. To be or not to Schwanz?
Oh my god.
I never know. Is that like, you know, it's not a bit, right?
No, Schwanz. Now let's just clarify what a Schwanz is.
Schwanz is a penis. It's a penis. But to be shot is the.
No, to be Schwanz.
Schwanz. But I never heard that. That's a real holiday?
Yeah. The day is celebrated as an ecological awareness day, and trees are planted in celebration.
But is that like Talmudic? Like, is that a real, or is that something modern Jews made up, like Earth Day, to have an Earth Day?
It's in the Haggadah. I don't know.
Because you know how Jews made Hanukkah?
It's in the Haggadahs? It's an ice cream? What's going on? What's going on?
Everything in Yiddish sounds like something in English.
It sounds like ice cream.
No, it definitely.
Oh, the 7 p.m. party.
There's like.
Well, I want to say now that it is the cheerful moment of the day, let's use that as a soundtrack to let everyone know that this month, Sorcerer will release their brand new album, Lamenting of the Innocent, via Metal Blade Records. And with Lamenting of the Innocent, the band let their influence shine through, breaking up the epic doom flavors of prog, post-metal, classic heavy metal, and hard rock. You can purchase your copy, dude, honking your horn, right now at metalblade.com/sorcerer. And I'm sure Sorcerer would like to thank all of our essential nurses. As that dude honking his horn is thanking, as well as the people hitting their pots and pans.
Is post metal a thing? I don't think I've ever heard that term.
Post Malone covers. It's post
Malone
covers.
That's right. That's what I was.
It's metal post Malone covers.
Okay.
Noah, he's schnurzing over there.
I don't know. You're just so funny today, Darren. You're
schnurzing.
So imaginative.
Oh my goodness.
Is it to be schnurz? Noah?
Is schnurz a real word? I've never heard schnurz.
No, are you saying I'm not funny every other day? How dare you?
You are. I don't know. Today it's like you're like extra saucy or something.
We got extra
it's
material.
All that Jerusalem pizza in the background. It's inspiring him.
It's so weird. It's this contrast. It's like this wonderful appetizing thing in this one corner and this completely stomach-turning thing in the other corner. And they're balancing, so it's like right perfect neutral, lawful neutral.
And she's with a Christmas tree to make it even less Jewish than.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
It's just like polar opposites.
The duality of man.
Yeah. And you know, the stuff in her lips isn't kosher.
Do we know that? Do we know that the Christmas tree? It might have just been the residue pulled from her vagina on her left labia.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Green, green mold and bacillus that came out of her.
My God. She's a hardworking American, just like the rest of us.
She's British.
Oh, whatever.
She's a hardworking American, just like most Brits.
Well, I mean, they are doing Brexit. Like, they're trying very hard to be American.
She's the best thing about the current Trump. She can't come here.
Nor are we there.
Yes, Rob, don't get any ideas.
Get her on a steamship in the hull of the steamship. Like,
can we talk
Dominican
about
cruise ship sneaking Jews out of the Holocaust?
Oh my God.
Can we talk about the Bible you were talking about?
The Wonder Bible? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be, like, on YouTube, you can see the commercial. It's an ingenious product.
It's like a speaking spell. It really is. It's like you enter in the giant buttons for old
Okay,
people.
So there's an official commercial and then a review. So I like it. So
let's do the official commercial.
You dial up a Bible verse and it reads it to you.
It looks even more primitive than a speaking spell, though.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It looks like what it looks like? Hold on. It looks like those Nintendo Game & Watch games.
Yes.
From the 80s.
Yes. For sure.
Okay.
It looks like my guitar tuner.
Yes. It does.
I just want to say that.
Is that Tom Steyer? Oh my God, Tom Steyer. Is this how he made his fortune? He was selling Wonder Bible this whole time. We all right under our noses. So we didn't realize.
The cymbal washes are incredible. They really are such an effect.
With the accompanying Jesus light flash.
Did you see that girl reacting like, yep, that's my Bible.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be
Get a boyfriend, I got my Wonder Bible.
Wouldn't it be great if it turned on like Testament, the metal band, like old and new?
Now available in 8.5-inch brown, pink, and light brown beige colors for all your nighttime needs.
Mm-hmm. Whoosh. I would like to point out how all the marriages are, like, not interracial.
Of course. Who do you think they're selling this to? The DSA?
Portable, take it on the go. That's what portable means.
Like, portable and take it on the go. Use it in church when your pastor falls asleep giving his sermon.
I was going to say, use it when you're driving for inspiration. Do you think anybody like uses that instead of like a GPS?
Just like Jesus guide me.
Bible, how do I get to the Burger King?
Where's the Piggly Wiggly, Leviticus?
And on the third day, God took a left.
Activate the vibration feature. So you can have Jesus read his Sermon on the Mount directly into your pussy.
Hey. Uh-huh.
Wait, look at that woman.
I told you I hated you, bitch.
Look at how sad she is.
They're like arguing over bills.
God, you can't fuck for shit. Where's my Wonder Bible? Oh, okay. I love you, honey. I'm sorry. I should have married your fucking
Wow!
Brother.
They played the...
Wow.
They played one line, do not let your hearts be troubled, trust in God, and then all of a sudden their reaction is, oh, yeah, we shouldn't be mad and angry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You plowed your secretary. It's okay.
Cut to her putting the knife back into the drawer where she was about to use to slit his throat.
They're looking over and she's like, Stephen, what are all these motel charges?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see what the Wonder Bible has to say about it, Helen.
and Jesus said, hotel charges are nothing to worry about.
Okay. I also want to point out, when they're fighting, the screen is desaturated. But then when they read
the light of God shines down upon them,
suddenly the light is shining and there is saturation in their world.
That's whoosh. Wait, pause it.
All right, hold on. Go ahead, Noah.
That's because God brings color into your life, except when it comes to relationships.
Black people. Except when it comes to black people coming into your life.
Except when it comes to pigmentation in your
You know, I got a Shark Tank pitch. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Another Wonder Bible, but it has a feature that you can make it say what you want and convince your spouse that it's the real Bible so that this guy can, like, get away with the motel charges. You just type in, like bland, like Chuck Flannington.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever you want it to say, and it says it as if Jesus said it. She's been fucking the milkman for, like, 3 weeks. This is Arkansas. They still have milkman. So that joke works.
Oh, God.
I hope not.
This thing looks so fucking tacky.
When I heard Wonder Bible, I thought it was like a bread shaped like the New Testament. read a passage and eat it.
They'd put that in a museum. People would come and view it.
Right, the toast. Jesus toast.
Yeah.
Well, this reminds me of this other video I wanted to play for us, which is the butthole flames of homosexuality.
Excited. Is this porn or something?
No, it is not. It is a sermon.
Awesome.
Also, doesn't it look like he's in Washington Square Park?
Is that the guy in charge of HUD?
Could you go back for a second, please?
Not Ben Carson.
Before we get into this, can you go back and freeze
to the graphic?
The graphic underneath his name says something interesting. Not this, when he starts talking. Right here. Yeah. What does that say? CIA Columbia Obama Historic Trial of the Millennium.
What?
What does that even mean?
I don't know. CIA Columbia Obama Historic Trial of the Millennium.
Is that what Obamagate is?
I don't know. I don't know. I gotta say, I obviously, clearly don't agree with what this man is saying, but his delivery is fantastic. It's superb. Like, I'm almost like getting into it, and I'm like, oh no, wait, he's saying something.
I'm willing to hear him out.
I'll listen. I mean, I'm already opposed to what he's saying, but let's see where he goes with it.
Let's see if he lands it. What?
What if? Hold on. Sounds what
like
if
he's
you
singing it?
Hold on. What if you like are a heterosexual person who has bad hemorrhoids? Wouldn't you be in his world where homosexuality is bad? Wouldn't you be unfairly branded as a homosexual?
Yeah. Or what if you just like have a Varidesk because you want to stand at work for health?
Yeah,
automatically you must have ass cancer because, like, come on.
Yeah, there's some kinks in the system, no pun intended.
Well, maybe he explains them.
All right.
He loves to say butthole, by the way.
I'm sorry. I got to cut in again. That, I know what he's going for, but that sounds cool as shit to have a fucking flamethrower that comes out of your butthole.
I know, it sounds like a superpower.
You know, I fucking sign up for that, and I'm not gay. I'll take some flames that shoot out of my butthole. Where do I get
So you, wait, you would bottom in order to get flames coming out of your butthole?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it would be worth it that much to me, but I mean, if I could just have it, if I knew it was a thing that was possible.
Forever. Like, bottom once, have flames coming out of your butthole forever.
It's tough.
But you control when they come out.
Now,
right?
Here's another question. Now, what if you're a top? Do you not have flames coming out of your butthole?
Well, I think in his mind, he probably doesn't understand the top and bottom dynamic and just thinks all gays, like, take it in the butt.
They're all verse.
Right.
They're
right.
Switch.
Yeah. He doesn't, he just thinks gay ass sex. Like, I don't think he knows the nuances so well. Okay. He's just assuming flames will come out of all butts. He's not wrong.
Is this the entire clip? This is like a 10-minute clip. Is this all he does?
Yeah, we're not gonna watch all 10 minutes. Just
oh,
I want to get another minute.
Really? Oh, you're breaking my heart.
He just I just get a feeling that he loves to say butthole because he shakes every time he says it.
I mean, he's not wrong. If anything, he's watering it down. Like the Bible doesn't really say thou shalt have flames that come out of your butthole. It says murder them. So
yeah,
he's kind of like to the left of the Bible, the God of the Bible.
I thought that said giving your titties.
Titties. It says titties.
That's a good band, though, Sodomite Slayer.
What is it?
Sodomite Slayer. They're awesome.
If you got your Slayer.
Yeah.
I love. All right, there's a couple of things. First of all, that he called Obama the devil, which is clearly for the wrong reason. But I couldn't help but do a little.
I didn't even hear that.
Oh yeah, he said Barack Hussein Obama, the spawn of Satan. Okay. And the other thing is, I love that he's sitting here with the Bible open, like. Like everything he's saying is like right off of this page.
Well,
yeah.
He was reading the Bible, and then the show started. He's like, "Oh, I didn't see you there."
Oh, hello.
Let me talk about flames in the butthole.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What do you think their pre-show meeting was like? Because, like, before every show, there's a pre-show meeting with producers and all that.
Well, they said, okay, we finished the set. We got the Apollo Theater and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard signs written in Comic Sans. They're ready to go.
Yes.
My guy. You're going to look exactly as, like, if you're in New York City in Harlem. And just say butthole a lot. That's it. I think those – anyone else ever have any notes in the Zoom meeting?
add some flames in there, you know.
Okay, and we're gonna have the Bible open. What page doesn't really matter. Which one people think you're getting this from the Bible? And hold that Sharpie the whole time. Hold the Sharpie as if you're gonna write something, but never write anything.
He highlights in the Bible the pertinent verses.
And place your mic stand on a textbook.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're really talking into the mic.
Yeah.
And we're going to take the Washington Square Arch and put it in Harlem for some reason. Why? I don't know.
Can we see how this ends?
All right, let's see the last, like, minute.
Wait, what? I thought Noah had the New Jerusalem behind her.
This.
No, his room, he means. His room is the New Jerusalem. Where he's quarantined. You think this guy's quarantining? You think he believes in COVID-19?
No.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
Oh!
Noah!
Noah. Hey, member. Preach it, man. No muscle. Vagina! Amen. Seek it. Destroy them. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't hear you guys amening. What happened?
I'm mesmerized.
Amen. Can you imagine if he does not believe in coronavirus and goes outside with all the spittle that's coming out of his mouth?
And all the flaming buttholes? Like,
he's probably murdered 10,000 people.
If there's something in the middle of it, really quick.
I wish there was like a phone number to call in.
Well, there's a website. Look at that.
She had, like,
The reason I play this is now there's a metal remix of
Can you lower it?
Is this Lou Brutus?
Vagina! You notice? I guess we didn't play this part because you skipped around, but he had a whole AIDS thing there. Like he said, hey, this is going to be, you think you've seen AIDS, you ain't seen nothing yet. Flames coming out of the butthole. And I always, like, cursed me, like, why go with that and not COVID? Because it's...
Oh, this is an older clip. This isn't a new clip.
Oh, I thought this was just now. But anyway, so yeah, that is why.
From 2018.
Penis injection.
Wait, let's go.
Oh, wait. Okay,
again,
hold on a second.
Hold on. No. Very cool.
I would like to let everybody know that is false information. That does not happen.
It's only if they pull out too quick.
It's like when Republicans say how socialist Democrats are, and I'm like, if only that was true. Like, wouldn't you like to have a flamethrower penis? Even women would like to have a flamethrower. Come on.
Any kind of weapon to increase my self-defense.
You're making being gay sound way cooler than it is. It's just regular people, dude. I mean, they go to the bank. You know? They go to Subway. They go to eat lunch.
Sorry.
Okay. Penis. He says penis with a U. You ever notice that? He says penis with a U. Penis. Give me them penis. When I go on a plane, when I travel somewhere, it gets very confusing because they give me a bag of penis. And I don't want a bag of penis. That is the last thing that I want. There may be flames shooting out of that penis.
I prefer a honey roasted penis.
Honey roasted penis. That is what Jesus would want. The one thing I cannot stand is peanut butter.
Is that what he's complaining about, maybe?
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
People putting peanuts in an asshole. That's what it is.
You will have penis butter coming out of the bottle.
Oh, you thought I was anti-gay? I'm not anti-gay at all. I'm just against people putting peanuts in a butthole.
Rob's got that DVD.
I'm very pro LGBTQ plus positive. But I hate peanuts.
He's allergic. Very dangerous for him. No. When when we were talking about their pre-show meeting, do you think, like, somebody bet him how many times he could say butthole in this video? That's why he, like, had a quota he had to hit?
The one thing I hate more than peanuts is cashews. I can't stand the cashews. They run the whole world. They run the media. Those shoes, they are the worst race of peanuts that there has ever been. Cashews killed Jesus. I want everyone to remember, they are shrewd. They are dangerous. They will trick you.
The cashews run Hollywood, and they will tell you that you will not get cancer in the butthole.
They're hooked.
Yeah, they are hooked. Thank you, Sydney. They are only after your money. Ha! Can I get an amen against the cashews?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Like I'm turning red from all the cashews.
It's the cashews' fault that we have COVID-19 and they are turning your face red. If you are a cashew and you practice to be Shabbat, you will wind up with flames shooting out from your yarmulke.
Sorry, what was it?
Kubi Shabbat. You get the point. Ron Jeremy is a well-known cashew that had a tree growing in his backyard. I hate that cashew. He's no good.
He's no Mr. Marcus. You're right,
okay,
Rob.
I'm like on the related videos.
Uh-oh.
David Manning, and I'm going to have to go back to the share screen because what the hell is this one video that I just found? Everyone see this?
Sure. Is that Ashanti?
By the way, the caption is Obama girl a 54 double D really? What?
Whoa.
Obama girl, wait, there was, remember who Obama girl was?
Yes.
She was that girl that did Obama songs when he was running for president, yes. And she had like really big tits.
And this is from 2009, so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is right before he got inaugurated. This is like 2 weeks before, after he won.
I see, and then they go through it.
What?
Oh, I know this guy. Now that I saw that.
Okay, let's go back.
Hold on. Now that I saw the clips that they cut to on this show, yeah. I know who this guy is. Like he did a bunch of these rants, and he looks older now in the one that we just watched with the butthole. But I recognize him. He did a bunch of these, and he became viral for a while.
Oh, you can even see the old YouTube design.
Yeah. Obama's bra. Wait, it's not Obama's bra. It's her. It's
Obama girls. Yeah.
Wow. Bad typo.
What? Let's relax. Come on.
All right.
So is this Obama girl interviewing that guy? Because it looks like her sitting there. Is that her?
Is that her? No, I think that's someone else.
I mean, it could be.
They look
so. Oh, it is. You're right. Yeah. Obama girl faces off.
No wonder why he's so awkward. I thought just like around a woman in general, but now there's.
Your tits don't look that big now that I'm sitting here. They might be like a 47C or something.
Oh, I bet.
We know what you were thinking about.
Yeah, it's like fat girl tits.
Oh.
Ah! Look at this face. Ah!
Look at this graphic. The graphic says James Manning. I don't know about cuff size.
Big revelation.
Oh boy.
Oh my God.
You know who he looks like? He looks like if Busta Rhymes like went to rehab and like found God and just like became like a good Christian gentleman. This
yeah,
is what Busta
he cut off his dreads
like.
And had a
yes.
receding hairline.
I thought he looked like a little bit like Perd Hapley.
Yes, I was thinking he sounds like Perd Hapley and sort of looks like him. But I sprinkle in a little Busta Rhymes.
And the black guy from The Office that I can never
yes.
remember his name. I don't really watch that show.
Yes, that's it. Oh, put your hand down.
This is getting more and more awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, let's cut down on the awkwardness and get back to that image of Rebecca Moore. The background.
Oh, I was going to say, I need a palate cleanser.
That's not awkward. That's just horrific.
It's also awkward.
another thing I wanted to mention is that ESPN documentary about the Chicago Bulls, The Last Dance, ended
yes.
this week. And I was a big fan of the documentary. It's a 10-part documentary, I guess like 10 hours, kind of mostly focusing on Michael Jordan's career. Darren, you mentioned that you weren't too hot on it.
I didn't say that. I said it was entertaining, like for what it is, but I think it came up because people were talking about the Undertaker documentary. And how it was just like WWE doing like a fluff piece on The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that somebody said, yeah, it's not like The Last Dance where they showed you. And I said, no, I think it was exactly like The Last Dance because I didn't see The Undertaker one. I mean, assuming you enjoyed it, it was just enjoyable just to see The Undertaker talk and stuff. If you remove yourself from the fact that it's like journalism or whatever, and you just see it as that, it's fine. And I felt the same way about The Last Dance, just like to see old clips stuff, that's fine. But it rubbed me the wrong way a little bit because I feel like they very only briefly touched on what a real true piece of shit that Michael Jordan is. Like, he's a great player.
Okay, well, let's explore that. So like how is Michael Jordan a piece of shit?
I mean, a piece of shit? He's a piece of shit in every way. The most prominent one being that how much he exploited like workers to make his shitty, disgusting shoes. And
was that him or was
that.
It Nike though? Or
no,
like,
but
the brand.
He's the face of it.
He's not only the face of it. He makes 60% of all Nike sales, not Michael Jordan shoe sales. All Nike sales, 60% of it goes to Michael. That's his deal. You know, he is the beneficiary of those kids working for 3 cents an hour. I mean, he's just a terrible person. On top of the fact that he's an African-American and the majority of that money is made by exploiting the shit out of his own people. So I don't, like I said, if you want to just watch in a vacuum, I'm not going to be like critical of people for just watching something in the joy. But it rubs me the wrong way. For me personally, I'm not telling anyone not to watch it. I don't want to see anything that really glorifies him for that long. You know what I mean?
I absolutely know what you mean. And I agree with you. There was a part in the documentary, actually, that it's like a little 5-minute piece about the sneakers and how like it was a big idea from his agent to go with Nike and how Jordan essentially made Nike at the time because they were like a nothing brand, which I didn't really even realize because, like, to me, Nike was always like the brand.
Is that true? I don't even know that that's true. They were
Converse was like the NBA sneaker, and like Adidas was a much bigger deal at that point.
I don't doubt that he
with Adidas.
He elevated them, but I mean, like,
well, either way, like it was just so gross. Like they had like Justin Timberlake being like, me and my brothers, you know, we would work, we'd have these jobs and we'd save every year. We'd get the new Jordans. It'd be really expensive. So we had to save a lot of weeks. And it's like, they're saying this like it's a good thing. And
yeah.
It's like, what makes them expensive? It's not like they have some insane technology that costs a lot of money. The expensiveness is the you know, fabricated bit. So I totally agree with you. But like, in my mind, I was able to block that part of it. And just,
Me too.
Or
I understand.
Just pure nostalgia. If you grew up a basketball fan at the time, I think it's a really fun watch. Anyway, this is a really roundabout way to talk about how like the quirkiest part of the Last Dance documentary was Obviously, Dennis Rodman was involved. And just how in the archival footage, how he was wearing Pearl Jam shirts and how he just, like, loves Pearl Jam. He's a big Pearl Jam fan. And I love that. And I loved how one thing that I actually found very endearing is that ultimately Michael Jordan was okay with what a weirdo Rodman was, just because he could play on the court, and that's ultimately the most important thing for him. But so now that Rodman has the spotlight again, and he was recently on Mike Tyson's podcast.
Wait, what? That's
a thing? Yes, Mike
Tyson has a podcast. Come on, dude. Everybody has a podcast.
It's like 800,000 podcasts. I think I saw that number today.
And
we were number 24 in the chronology. So.
Pretty much.
So he talked about going to North Korea and hanging out with Kim Jong-un. And I'm going to spare, like, the whole story is like a bunch of minutes. I'm just cutting to the meat of it. But, like, the best part of it is, first of all, Kim Jong-un originally tried to invite Jordan. Jordan's like, I'm not going to fuck him. I'm not going to.
Dictators buy sneakers too.
Sure. And then so since Jordan said no, he asked Rodman, I wonder if he asked Pippen in between them too, because Pippen was like the number two guy.
Pippen's not a cool hang though.
You're right.
He's like the teacher in the room.
Yeah.
So he talks about how when he arrived, also, like, it's really funny to me how when Rodman is telling the story, how he's skipping over, like, all of these human rights, you know, problematic. He's like, I'm not there for politics. I'm just there to talk about basketball, to spread sport. And he's like,
and
we go
live
and
in a palatial estate.
Yeah, and also, right. And he's like, and we go to this big arena, and there's these thousands of people, and they all suddenly stand up and they clap. And I'm like, oh, hey, they're like, no, they're not clapping for you, buddy. They're clapping for this guy. And he's like, oh, who's that? He's like, that's the president. That's the great leader. It's Kim Jong-un. Oh, well, and then after that, they talk about how they're talking, and then this happens. So let me cue this up. Can you guys guess what the song is?
Simply Irresistible?
Can I get a hint?
That candy shop song?
it's a... Okay, I'll give you a hint. It is
Moshiach? Is it Moshiach? They played Moshiach on a loop.
It's a
Smell your dick.
It's a TV
It's so cold
song.
In the D.
The TV theme, theme song. The Jefferson.
All right, well, let's see.
Good time.
The mausoleums.
I just love that he made this 18-piece band learn Pearl Jam and like Rolling Stones. I wish there was footage of this.
Live. He said live. That was one of the fucking bands he listened to. These poor women.
And if they didn't get it right, they were murdered.
Wait, he said live?
Lightning crashes and had to learn the fucking guitar tabs. These poor fucking women.
Why is there a hybrid of Seth Rollins and Triple H sitting there?
I thought that was John McAfee for a second, but I'm like, no way he's in the States. I don't know who this guy is. This is Chuck Zito right
oh
here.
Oh, my God.
In the background. And Tyson.
Yeah.
I don't know who this other guy is.
Not to give another wrestling reference in the space of a minute, but I love that Dennis Rodman has basically the exact same speech pattern as Tony Atlas. Like, if you close your eyes, you wouldn't know that it wasn't Tony Atlas.
Next time. That's next time.
Oh, you're right.
Pearl Jam live Van Halen.
But what? How would you play Pearl Jam live? It's not a thing. It's not.
No. Live the band live.
I know it's live. I'm saying. I thought you were trying to say maybe he meant Pearl Jam live.
No, I didn't hear live at all. I was like,
oh yeah. Oh, he definitely
said
live.
It is. He just said it so quickly. It sounded like he said jam live.
Like these two legends of rock, and in the sandwiched in between them, he's fucking alive.
But of course he would like that band. Of course, yeah. Dennis Rodman. Just any like schlock mid-90s rock and roll.
You think? I mean, I feel like he'd like less pussy things.
No.
He likes metal as well. He's there was a story on Metal Injection.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he would like metal and not.
But his favorite band is Pearl Jam. They're not like some heavy band.
But they're not pussy. They're like introspective rock.
They're the same as Live. They're just more successful.
You really think so? I can't go with you.
I liked Live when I was a kid, when I was in high school. I liked them more than Pearl Jam at the time.
Not just liking them, but like they rock. Like Live doesn't rock.
Yeah, I don't know that Pearl Jam rocks much more than Live. I think you're overestimating Pearl Jam a little bit.
Well, I think they do.
I'm not saying either is bad. I like Pearl Jam too, but I don't think they're that different. Anyways, Pearl Jam versus Live.
Duly noted. Agree to disagree.
So what's that video, Rob?
So yeah, Rodman showed up to the Viper Room to a metal show, and he was just hanging out.
This is metal?
Oh my god!
This is not metal.
They're like a prog metal.
Come on! That sounded like
I don't know. That was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was bad.
Well, he gives a speech too. He was very drunk.
I can't hear you, Rob.
Sorry, he was very drunk.
So he loves karaoke.
You're right. Wait, he gives a speech at some point. Here we go.
Woo! Amen! Fire in a butthole! How high is he?
He's so fucked up.
That's a blunt, not a cigar.
Yeah.
He said, it's not about us, it's about us. What?
Ugh, okay.
But also, let's not pretend that he showed up. He's like, oh, what band is playing at the Viper Room tonight? Oh, a metal band? Cool, let's go. He was just walking down the fucking street and shambled into that place, and it happened to be a rock band playing. It could have been anybody. It could have been Huey fucking Lewis.
What a life.
Yeah.
Let's fire money
bless
off
his
like
father. Him. Bless his father.
He's no good.
He suck a grasshopper dick.
Yeah, I probably did.
The other thing about this Mike Tyson show, as I was scanning through to find that audio clip, that kind of was interesting, was Tyson was talking about when he bit the ear off of Evander Holyfield. And for those of you who might be too young to remember, Tyson was essentially the biggest, he was the Michael Jordan of boxing. And of his era. And then he was the biggest draw. And Evander Holyfield was like the next guy coming up, I guess. And they had their big clash. And it was at this point that Tyson was clearly past his prime and he was losing the fight. And so he just decided to kind of get into he grabbed Evander and kind of gave him a bear hug and bit his ear and bit a piece of his ear off.
Was that his first fight since he lost to Buster Douglas?
No,
because
then he went
answers.
To jail for a while.
Oh yeah,
when
right.
He got out of jail. He fought like one or two like cupcake guys.
Right. His first high profile fight.
Yeah.
And so and then there was a DQ, and it was a very controversial moment at the time because stuff like that really didn't happen.
doesn't really happen. Yeah.
Now we're biting ears everywhere.
Yeah.
Well,
ear off.
I don't know. It would seem less weird now than it did then.
I know what you mean. Even though it doesn't happen.
It was a much bigger deal back then, I feel. But anyway,
the world is less buttoned up now.
Well, yeah. Also, boxing is less famous, so, like, I feel like if
right,
it happened
this is before
now,
UFC.
People are like, yeah, whatever.
And, like, UFC is so gory that, like, oh, whatever, you got a piece of this. You're not allowed, you know, relax.
I don't know, man. I think if that happened in UFC, then they'd be pretty, like, what the
no,
fuck?
No, I agree. I'm just, I don't know. I just imagine that's what the reaction would be. But anyway, long story short, he said that whatever the fine was, like, he's like, I don't even worry about it anymore because that made my career. Because now when I do personal appearances, everyone wants to do the thing where, like, hey, bite my ear off. Hey, bite my ear off. So it's like, I've made that money back, like, tenfold. Like, he said it like that, basically. And it's like, what are you like? Even if you feel this way, why are you saying this out loud?
Yeah.
You know?
His brain is broken.
Yeah, that's true.
You can definitely tell that too. The way he talks is like you could see the damage has gotten to him. Here, let me do a quick little share so you could hear what Mike sounds like.
Oh, can't hear it.
Oh, can't hear it.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, let me try it again.
He looks like David Allen Greer.
Yeah, he does, Darren. What's going
on there?
What a great little moment.
Yeah.
Get a little insight on Mike Tyson.
I almost thought you had that queued up. I was going to say how professional you are, but now I'm not going to say it.
Did you see that footage of him, like, working out in the boxing ring recently, and he looks like he beat the shit out of people still?
Sure. You don't forget that stuff.
I know, but, I mean, just to be in the shape to do it. Like, he's lightning fast, like, you know, sparring with some dude. Pretty crazy.
Him and Dennis Rodman should do celebrity boxing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that death match?
Yeah.
That would be a literal death match. He would fucking destroy Dennis Rodman.
I wanted to bring up Martin Shkreli.
Oh boy.
Friend of the show.
former friend of mine or classmate.
In a different universe, that could have been your husband one day.
Is he the same age as you?
Yeah, he was in my fourth and fifth grade class.
He was in your class? I thought he was just in the school.
No, he was in my class.
Wow.
He's very smart.
Was he a dickhead?
No, he was like highly intelligent. Him and Robert Rand were two of the smartest kids. But Robert Rand got valedictorian and Martin Shkreli didn't.
And what did Robert Rand go on to do? Run a favor? Like what was his what's his career?
I don't know.
You need to look him up now. You call him out on the show.
Well, call him out. I said he's smart. He was the smartest kid in the class. He was a valedictorian.
I thought it was funny. Like you mentioned him like right alongside a famous person.
Like
as if he's somebody. We're all waiting what he does. He worked at R. Julius. he's a Tubi Shvat preparer. Like he gets all the hummus out of your house for Tubi Shvat.
Well, what about Martin Shkreli?
Sorry, yeah. So Martin Shkreli, anyway, he was the farmer bro, as you remember. He like marked up the price of some drugs and just an overall asshole. And eventually,
he bought the Wu Tang album too, the private.
Right, yeah. He bought the One of a Kind Wu Tang album, and just, he made a lot of money in the stock market. And then turned out he was insider trading, so. Eventually he went to jail for that. And then now, you know, with coronavirus spreading, there is a plea from, you know, low offense, like, you know, white collar crime criminals in jail to be let go out of the prison to be put under house arrest to avoid dying from coronavirus. So some people are getting let out early or house arrest. And he was denied.
Good. He literally killed people, like, by denying them drugs. Like, he should be in prison for life.
But that's not what he's in prison for. He's in prison for insider trade. He's in prison for screwing over some, like...
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, he should... Well, that's another thing. When you screw over hedge fund people, they get their ass, they get a piece of your ass. You can screw over poor people all day long and you don't go anywhere. You screw over other rich people, that's when they start coming after you.
I can't get over how much you look like Bat Boy.
Bat Boy?
Yeah.
The World Weekly World News thing, you know, like,
yeah.
The Photoshop pictures.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Looks more like Booger Boy to me.
Right.
Man.
Another thing. Here's a link I wanted to get you a long time ago. But it's even better now that we have video.
Is it about Fred Willard? Because he's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, poor guy.
R.I.P. Fred Willard.
R.I.P. a legend.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet that said Fred Willard was so well-loved that he jerked off in public, and everybody said, so let him.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that tweet was how I learned that he jerked off in public.
Wait, that happened? I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was like at a porno theater or something, right? It wasn't just like
Was it on the street? Yeah.
I didn't even know if that was a bit or not. Like, I thought maybe she just made that up as a joke.
Yeah. He definitely did.
All right. Well, who cares if it was at a porno theater? I mean, it's a little unsanitary, but I mean, everyone's doing it.
Yeah,
that's the point. Yeah.
I don't know if that's really the point. But...
of the theater?
Yeah.
What's the point of the theater then? To watch a movie?
It's where Rob goes there.
I'm assuming since, you know, those things haven't been a thing for like 20 years that he did that ages ago. Right.
Yeah.
This was within like the last 5-10 years.
There's still porno theaters where people go to jerk off.
I mean, maybe it was a porno theater when he was like in his 30s, and he just like muscle memory brought it back there.
Let's see.
It's like a CVS now.
He was watching The Incredibles 2 and jerked off in the theater with a bunch of family. Though.
He's a real. He really admires good voice acting.
Now, if he did that, I'd be against it. He did it in a porno theater. Shit.
Okay, it was at the Tiki Theater Symposium with an X at the seedy part of Hollywood, paying $13 to watch the adult films Follow Me 2, The Clientless Parody, and Stepdad Number 2.
Oh, God. Wasn't that a movie? It was The Stepfather. Lost.
That's right.
The stepfather, yeah.
23 minutes later, two officers who were part of an anti-prostitution law enforcement detail popped the 38-year-old adult theater to inspect if any of the patrons were engaged in illicit acts. Oh, I see. So I guess people go there to have sex as well.
Is there a date on this article?
So, yes, this was in 2017.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
So that goes to the other extreme where he's so old that I feel like he might not even know what he was doing.
Yeah, he was 83 at the time. Like, come on. God bless him for being able to get a boner.
He thought he was prepping to be on the set of Best in Show.
Oh.
He had THC and a Viagra-like substance also in his system.
Okay.
I'll be right there, guys. I just got to release some tension. Then I can shoot my scene. No, you're not on the set of Best in Show. You're in a porno theater. Oh, really?
It says just seconds after officers walked into the dimly lit theater, they spotted Willard sitting in the back row, which is right next to the entrance. Come on, you got to sit a little further.
Everybody wants to sit in the back row so they know and see what they're doing.
They asked him to stand up, handcuffed him, and brought him outside.
Did they handcuff his penis?
His schwanz.
Get your hands off my
schwanz. He should have watched porn on Tubi with his schwanz.
Oh.
He wouldn't have got arrested. Does Tubi have porn, by the way, now that we're mentioning it?
No, but they have a lot of really good movies. I don't know, and it's like all for free.
You could probably watch a hard R on there.
Yeah, I'm sure they have like Skinamax films.
Yeah, watch Angel Heart.
So it says that he was just arrested for being in the theater. It doesn't say that they caught him jerking off or anything, or they had any evidence.
Oh, that's worse for the cops. They got a sticky.
It says one of the two officers went back inside the theater and returned a few minutes later
with a petri dish. And then
they speculate the policeman went inside to look for evidence.
Oh, what a job. Oh, I quit.
A citation, but was not charged with any offense.
Can you imagine that guy goes home to his wife that day? Hey, what'd you do today, honey? Oh, well, I collected Fred Willard's semen in a petri dish from a porno theater.
Do you think we had Martin Mull come in and pick him out of a lineup? That's just what Martin Mull does now. He's still alive, right, Martin Mull?
Oh, is he?
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay.
I think I saw him give a tribute.
Okay.
Wait, he did what? I said I collected Fred Willard's semen in a petri dish. Wasn't he in Waiting for Guffman? Yes, that's him.
Put that on eBay.
So I found this video as we close out the show, which is the show's flown by. I found this video, which I felt was very apropos for the show, which is a tour of like a Russian, like, backwoods area.
Get lower.
Oh. So just to clarify, there was like a music video about coronavirus, and it was shot in this desolate area. And then people were like, oh, what's the location here? And so he made a video about the location.
One tiny room.
Bjorn. I want to say this guy's R's are phenomenal.
I love it. I wanted to say Club Heaven so bad.
Bjorn.
Bjorn, baby, Bjorn.
Skovorodka.
Runaway.
Why did he lapse into Pee Wee Herman there for a second? What was that? Oh my God!
Can you pause it? This is like a busted episode of Cribs.
It's pretty great.
It's like the Red Man episode of Cribs.
Yeah.
I had never seen. But he just
or like the one that we did on Metal Injection eons ago in like Nick's basement.
Yeah.
Unfinished.
He's got a little swing set.
Is he just walking around somebody's yard? Like,
and this is his yard.
This is his yard?
They put everything in tires.
I love that. Spontanic.
That was the video if you wanted to take a quick look.
That girl can barely move her booty. What does that mean?
It means I fuck you in the mouth.
Yeah.
That should be a rotty ball.
Yeah, COVID-19. I fuck you in the mouth.
That's not a polar bear. In the video, it's a brown bear.
Have money for CGI to make it white.
They treat a package of buckwheat like it's a package of cocaine.
And she rubs it on her gums.
Is there any hollered yes in this video? Great message here. I don't know that it's such a great message. I feel like he's saying go outside and do whatever and get, don't worry about the coronavirus.
He's not saying that. He's just saying that's how Russians act.
And we should be like them. I think it sounds like basically Trump said the same thing, but with a beat.
Bless their hearts.
Don't worry. Okay. Go outside, people. Go outside. Don't worry. This is all lies. It's no pandemic. We're testing people. That's the problem. We test people.
Well,
we find
out
they have it.
The reason the numbers are so high is because we're testing people.
The testing is making the numbers go up.
Maybe if we stop testing, the numbers will go down.
Stop testing, we wouldn't have any cases, people.
That's how you flatten the curve.
That's what everybody's saying. Go back to work. I'm tired of watching the same baseball game from 14 years ago.
Not that, and then he goes, not that I watch it because I'm so busy, but, you know, got himself. Anyway.
I really think he's, like, he's saying the true thing that you're not supposed to say, like, that the rich people are not supposed to say, which is, like, doesn't matter if people just go back to work, like, we need you to go to work, and, you know, that's just the way it is.
Entertainment.
So go.
Yeah.
Right. Acting like he's saying something really dumb. He's saying something not really dumb, but it's dumb that he's saying it, I feel like. Do you understand? Is that, like,
yeah.
That makes sense? Like, that, I feel like the people who run the world want him to shut the fuck up.
Well, I think it's about time for us to shut the fuck up. Another wonderful episode. So... with the end of the show, there's only one thing left to do.
Got to leave, got to say goodbye for now.
We got to say goodbye, and when we say goodbye, we got to say goodbye to our top livecast fans of the week.
That's right.
And to say, before you say the top livecast fans of the week, I want to mention that to be a top livecast fan of the week.
You'd be Shrek.
You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And for $10 a month, we give you get access to the bonus episodes that we mentioned earlier in the show. And you also get a shout out. See, now I'm doing the Kermit the Frog.
Oh my God.
Get the shout out at the end of the episode. Let me just load our special shout out music for the week. Let me get this going right here.
My finger. Have you ever seen me on a podcast? Did you watch the video?
Oh.
We have shout out music?
I do have a bit of a shout out music. Here we go.
Thank you, Rob. Well, here are our Patreon shout outs of the week. It's going to be Eric, Robert Ganoush, aka Justice, Benjamin, El Diderio, Cynical Sid, Cynic Cynicism, Dan R., Cattle Decap, Mizzy Mayer.
Yeah, let them breathe. Give me some of
those meetings. Why don't you fucking do it then? Jesus Christ.
Oh my goodness.
Rock Destroyer. Am I am I is. Is that better?
More room
Justin,
than you.
Justin with an E. Jander. Shall sail, shall resist. LaCroix. The Crustacean Sensation, aka God Thumper. Ash Bojolov. Dallas. Very appropriate. That was playing from Dallas right now. Bravo Vampiro! And hey guys, it's Josh. Well, that's your picture. Well, that's it.
Don't disrespect my good friend.
I'm not disrespecting my friend.
Hi, guys.
Josh. It doesn't say that anywhere. It says, hey guys, let's not point that out.
No, I see the list. It does. I can confirm. It says,
"Oh, somehow you're making it even worse. I don't know how that's possible. How are you doing it worse than Ross?
Thank you, Josh, for letting us do that.
I'm going to give you back your $10.
I should mention when you become
a
top live cast fan, when you become a top live cast fan of the week, you get to choose. So Josh requested we call him, or rather, hi guys, Josh requested we call him. Hi guys.
So just to be clear, every other person who's already on the list, if they let us know, like they could send us a message on Patreon this week and say they also want a hi guys before their name.
I just, you know, Darren is the one who reads the top livecast fans of the
week. That's
wrong, every week.
Guys, don't do it.
You shouldn't do it because Darren feels uncomfortable. We don't want
to. No, you shouldn't do it because people have to listen to 5 minutes of horrible nasal whining. Unnecessarily. We finally killed that meme and drove a stake through it a few weeks ago, and now it's suddenly been brought back for no good reason.
Also, if you don't want to do hi guys, you could let us know and we could add Jose Mangan as a piece of shit to every single shout out. That's anything you guys want.
That is a great idea, Sid, but I wouldn't do that because I know it would make someone here uncomfortable. So I would, me being respectful, I wouldn't do that to my co-hosts. or encourage that because someone specifically asked us not to ever do that.
Well, the thing is, we don't work with Rebecca Moore in the same industry. This is a foreign cast.
It's okay. We also don't talk to anyone face to face. It's fine.
You could also find a clip of somebody's, or you can request your name as Rob's mother saying Russian quotes and have that read every week. But of course, I would discourage that because one of us finds.
We gotta go.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching on Patreon. Time is in.
Because I know what I'm doing best. I want you to dance to Dallas, to be honest with you. You put Dallas back on.
Yeah, are there words to that song? Like, how did he choke it? Like, it doesn't seem like a thing Dennis Rodman would, like, instantly recognize.
Pretty recognizable. Why don't we make up words to it? You want to do that? I'll go first. I'll do a line, then Rob do a line, and then Sid and Noah. Okay?
Cool, we're doing lines.
Yeah, let's
go. What? We're doing what? Taking a second.
You have a website, but we're guessing it's a pain to manage. HubSpot
it's a
has
pain
a CMS.
To manage.
It helps you compose
it's a pain to manage metalinjection.plus.
Ready? Me first. It's the Metal Injection live cast coming to you up to the top. They're all here, we're not wearing stains, but we're also really hot. Bravo!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
That's what I was worried about.
End the show. Took all the life out of a good idea.
I knew that was what he was going to do the second Darren he suggested. I knew.
I thought maybe he'd just have a good sense of humor and not wheel out a dead joke.
Then why am I laughing?
I guess you can't count on anybody. All right. That's the show. Sorry, Sid and Noah. I wanted to include you in a funny bit, but it's been run over with a 18-wheeler.
Bye, guys.
I'm sorry, Darren.
You don't have to.
This is like literally, we're ending the show. This is our final show, everyone.
Oh, no.
Goodbye.
No.